Stoughton, Alyssa Gowdy has a passion for writing and helping youth. Gowdy spent her younger days between Carlisle and Stoughton. Although she was raised in town, she loved going to her grandma's farm, soaking up the peacefulness and adventures. She was always ready to go home to the comfort of her little town. Gowdy is outgoing, enjoys interacting with her neighbors and loves the convenience of the local stores. "Even if I had a list, I would always have to go back," said Gowdy. She graduated from Stoughton Central School as the valedictorian. Gowdy enjoyed learning and feeding her brain. She completed a pharmacy assistant program in 2005, and received her teacher's aid certificate in 2006. During this time, she met and fell in love with Kevin, and they would marry in 2004. Throughout the years, Gowdy has enjoyed writing, with English being her favorite class. "I had a great mentor and teacher throughout high school who to this day remains a close friend and encourager," said Gowdy. She now has a family with three children, her daughter Caitlin who is 14, her son Reagan, 12, and her son Landon, 3. In 2018, Gowdy fell off a ladder, was hospitalized for 6 weeks and was unable to return to her job as an education assistant at the Stoughton School. It was during this time that Gowdy would receive her youth care worker's degree with distinction. Gowdy found strength and determination to complete this course while healing. She has a passion to help young people with their struggles going through life, as she feels the teenage years are difficult for some. More troubles would hit the family when Kevin was diagnosed with cancer in 2021 and their journey with this would go on into 2022. "My writing took me out of the tsunami I was living in, and it helped to keep me grounded," she said. In 2022, her daughter Katie would have scoliosis and spinal fusion surgery. This happened 1 month after Kevin was cleared of his cancer. One morning as Gowdy was having her coffee and writing in her journal while her children still slept, she shared an entry with a friend. That very day she was in contact with a publishing company and her book, Two More Minutes Please, was in the works. "It has been an incredible experience," she said. "I never in my wildest dreams would have imagined it would turn out like this. It was a special moment shared with my young son Landon, reminding me of what truly matters in life," she added. Her book talks about cherishing the moments we have with our children. That time has no boundaries, because before we know it, children are grown up and having their own families. Gowdy hopes to have a few book signing events in the future, but for now is focused on her son Reagan playing AAA baseball in Weyburn. She noted her son put his events on hold while they were going through all these other issues. She is excited to announce that she is at the beginning stages of publishing her second children's book and plans to make this a miniseries. Gowdy is overwhelmed with the support she has received throughout this adventure and is truly thankful to have this opportunity to share her book and love for writing.